Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dal Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichah to find Ruzivu Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Shalosh Gittin Psulin, the three Gittin that are Pasul Midrabanon Vimnises. But if she gets remarried based off of them, Havlad Kasher, the child is Kasher. We don't say the child's a Mamzer like we did in previous Mishnayas. What are these Gittin? Kasev Ksav Yaday Ve'en of Edim. Husband himself wrote the get, and there's no Edim on it. Why would this be valid Midaraisa? Well, if you hold Edei Chasima Karti, that it's the Edei Chasima are the ones that make the Krisos, they make the get valid, that's only Midrabanon. Since he himself wrote the get, we know that Ksav Yad of a person is like 100 Edim, so it's as if it has Edim on it. And if you hold Edim Asira Karti, then we really have to have the Edim Asira, the people watching the get being handed over, since once again, he was the one that wrote the get, it's still valid, Midrabanon. What's the next type of get? Yeshal of Edim Ve'in Baizman. It has Edim signed on it, but there's no date on it. A date is Tekan Drabanon. And lastly, Yesh Baizman Ve'in Ba'alei Edechad. If it has Zman and there's only one aid. Now the Mefarshim explained that this is going back to the first case where it's written with his hand, he wrote it himself, and it has a Zman on it, and there's only an Eid Echad. The added Chiddush over here is that even though there is an Eid Echad over here, it's still Pasul Midrabanon. And the Mishnah once again tells us, Harei Lushal Shigetim Psulin, these three Gittin are Pasul Midrabanon, Vemnises, and if the wife gets married based off of them, Havlad Kasher, the child is Kasher. Rabbi Elazar adds on and says, Afal Pishain Ol of Edim, even if there's no Edim on it, El Shon Asani Lo Bifnei Edim, but he gave it to her in front of Edim, those are the Edim Asira, Kasher, it's Kasher even Midrabanon. And if this was a regular Star Halva, the Gavim Nechasim Meshubadim, the lender would be allowed to collect from Nechasim Meshubadim. And the reason why this is valid, even though it doesn't have Edim on it, She'enu Edim Chasim Alagat, El B'nei Tikkun Olam, the only reason why we have Edim signed on a get is because of Tikkun Olam. Let's say the Edim Asira are not here, or they died, something happened to them, and we need to be able to validate the get. So that's what we would have the Edim Chasima for. But since it's just a Tikkun Olam, this get is 100% valid. Moving on to Mishnah Hey. Shnayim Shalchol Shnei Gittin Shavin, two husbands that set identical Gittin. The husbands and wives have the same exact names, and the place they come from is the same exact place, and it was written on the same date. Venus Arvu, these two Gittin got mixed up. Nois and Shnei Mozai, Shnei Mozai. Both women receive both Gittin, and that's the only way they could be divorced. Lefikach, therefore, Avarechem Ehen, if one of the Gittin got lost, Harei Sheni Batal, the second one's automatically Batal, because we don't know which woman this remaining get was written for. Another din, Chamish Shkasu Klal B'Sai Chaget, five husbands that wrote a klal inside of a get, which means they wrote the date on the top of the paper, and then they wrote Ish Plan Megarsh Plainis, Uplani Plainis, this husband is divorcing his wife, and that husband is divorcing his wife, and they wrote all the relevant names, and the Edim are signed below all of this. All these are kosher, and this one piece of paper is given to all five women because this is considered one general get written for five individuals. However, let's say a separate typhus was written for each woman, which means that by every man or woman's name, there was a date written. And the Edim were signed below all these names. As kosher, it's only the one who the Edim are read with, the get is kosher only for that couple, and that's obviously the last one because all the other ones don't have the Edim right after their name. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more scenarios, Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.